Earlier this month, we packed up our podcast gear and headed to Denver for the Great American Beer Festival. We're excited to be able to take you along and share the experience with you. First, we stopped by our Colorado warehouse to visit our friends. Then we took over 1UP Arcade Bar for our annual event, the Texas Brewers Guild. Then we take you along on the festival floor for opening night. Finally, we close out the trip at our party at Little Machine with our friends from Five Star Chemicals. Before we get started, we wanted to take a minute to recognize and celebrate all of the award winners at GABF. If you won a gold medal this year with Great Western Malting or Canada Malting base malts, we want to hook you up with a customized Filson vest as part of our gold medal program. Contact your sales rep to learn more and request your vest. Without further ado, let's get this party started.
Man, I miss Denver so much.
Right? Like, it's so like crisp up here and dry and not humid.
Yeah. We were talking last night at dinner. We were chatting about the camaraderie and what we miss about coming out here to Denver, you know, getting to see breweries, our customers, and really having that time together that we've all missed over the last 3 years. So it's great to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good to be back in Denver for GABF after a hiatus. So we're going to do it big this year.
Damn right. Well, what is today? Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
All right. So start at GABF. I think the first session is tonight, but We were absolutely thrilled to have the opportunity to stop in at one of our 13 distribution centers here in North America. We call it Denver, but it's technically Aurora, right, Tony?
Correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so we've been excited to, for one, we thought it was a good excuse to send the podcast stuff up here to the warehouse. That way we could twist Tony Lanzarin's arm to come on and join us. He's been with CMG for quite some time. He is the distribution warehouse manager up here, and he's been with CMG for quite some time. So we're happy to have him on the show. We're sitting out here at the warehouse. We're actually looking at the dock doors as we speak right now. So happy to have Tony join us. He joined us for dinner last night, and I don't know, dude, you probably recalled us asking you to come in, but you were hoping we didn't show up, right?
Oh, no. It's always good to have you guys in. You know, I don't mind showcasing the warehouse.
There you go. Well, one thing I can tell you, and this always comes up when I step in this warehouse, it's immaculately clean.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, I eat off the floors.
Yeah. Yeah. Well lit, clean. Everything's on racks. That's how we do.
Yeah. And compliments to Tony and his team. And quite honestly, not only Tony, but all of our other DC leads and all the other distribution centers are just the same way, you know, real adamant about cleanliness. It is, you know, our customer's product that we're storing for them here. And we want to make sure, and they make sure absolutely, that everything is immaculate, spotless, organized, and easy in and out. So that's enough talking for me. Let's introduce Tony Lanzarin. Hey, Tony.
How's it going? I appreciate the invite.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as cleanliness, it's huge for all of us. It's our face out there, you know, and our customers walking in. Of course, you want to showcase a nice, clean warehouse.
Yeah. I mean, it's so the same for probably like our craft brewers out there listening. It's the same way. Like when you have people come back into your cellar or whatever, like, you know, you take your floors real seriously. Mm-hmm. Well, so do we.
Yeah, you're right. Like walking into to a brew house that is not clean is not real.
No, it's not very appealing. No. Yeah,
for the beer side.
So. Sticky floors. No, you don't want that.
There you go. Well, cool. Tony, tell us a little bit about how you got in to the business and with CMG. I know you've spent some time in some other DCs as well. So tell us about how you got to start and kind of how you wind up here in Denver.
I started with the company in 2016, and I just followed up on an ad, you know, applied for the warehouse manager, and I interviewed a couple of times and got the job. Took Bob's place over in Oakland, so I ran that facility for about a year and a half. Then I came out here. I have a purchasing background,
okay,
and inventory background. So I did a full audit on our third party warehouse that was out here. So they flew me out here. I did a full audit on them, and of course the numbers were all kind of
sure
skewed. Mm-hmm. So you know, I talked to Shatoon, and we just say, hey, let's we need to open up our own facility out here. So during that time, I got to kind of look around and I liked what I saw. So
right on.
I told boss that, hey, I want to open up Denver.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's came out here in 2018, and we opened up June 25th of 2018.
Okay.
So coming up on 5 years already.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long.
I know.
It goes by fast.
It went by quick.
But, I mean, it was absolutely crucial. I mean, ever since, like, you opened up Denver, just, you know, pickings and order, like, any kind of problems that we had with shipping just really improved. I mean, to go from the 3PL to us launching Denver 5 years ago has just been huge for Country Malt and for our brewers, just better service all around. Yeah.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. You know, I mean, nobody's going to take care of our product the way we would, you know, so it was just something that we really had to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before you got into to warehousing at CMG, I mean, you've been a craft beer aficionado for a while, right?
So, yes. It was actually my siblings got me into it. I was always drinking the Bud Light and Miller and stuff, and they were always craft beer and kind of got me into IPAs, and then I got into the business and just surpassed all of them, you know, and I love it, you know, just being in the industry. The industry and the industry people are the best. I mean, hands down from any other, you know, companies I've worked for. This is a great industry to be in. I love working with the customers, you know, out at customers' places.
Hitting up breweries and...
Breweries, you know, dropping off for customers. I go out and brew with certain customers.
Oh, that's cool.
You go above and beyond, man. That's awesome.
I love it, you know, and industry, it's great.
I've been out with Tony. Out and about in the prior years, and you know, we're going to visit customers, and everybody knows the guy.
Yeah, right. It's pretty cool when the brewery knows the warehouse manager that's actually like building their orders and, you know, their buds. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like word flies on the wall when like nobody pays attention to us. It's all about Tony and team there. But you know, there's obviously perks too. Like I'm sure you've had the opportunity to try a lot of beers, and I'm sure there's some gift bags that come your way from will call customers, etc. So what are you enjoying these days? You mentioned IPAs, but is there something that stands out as far as a brewery or kind of favorite beer right now?
As of right now, nothing really. It depends on the style of beer that I'm looking for. I know if I want a good Kolsch, I know I'm going to probably go to Joyride. If I want a good Mexican lager, I'm going to go to either Little Machine or Westbound. You know, a West Coast IPA, it's going to be Comrade.
Yeah.
Comrade and, you know, Superpower, More Dodge, Less Ram, both gold medal winners.
More Dodge, Less Ram. Yeah. That's greatness.
Yeah. Great name or greatest name.
So they got that name. There was a Dodge Ram that flew through their brewery and hit one of their tanks while they were brewing Superpower. And they just...
That's funny.
I mean, it's too ironic not to joke about.
Yeah. So... the last time we were together at the awards ceremony in 2019, they had both of those beers won gold medal, and they won Small Brewery of the Year that year, too.
That's awesome. That's cool.
And I do like some New England styles, and that would probably be, you know, Outer Range with their New England styles, their hazies. You know, I like that hops just to smack me in the face, and
Cool.
That's what does it for me.
Well, you had the opportunity to join us yesterday to visit with the folks over at Odell's, and seemed like you were really enjoying the Strata, one of their fresh hop beers, right out of the can.
That was killer.
Yeah. It is. It's a very good beer. The first time I had it was a few weeks ago, and it was in a can. And right when I tasted it, it was a great beer. I had it a couple days after. It was a wet hop fest, and it was on tap. And I didn't get that same feeling, you know, that same taste and bite that I had on when I opened up that can. But yesterday when we opened up those cans,
straight from the source.
It was just that first time that I opened up that can. It's a great beer.
Yeah, and we definitely need to send a shout out to Scott and Eli over to Odell's having us. Like, oh, man, they just took care of us, and these great people, great beer, and had the opportunity to look at their wine operation they got.
That's
going
right.
on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. they kind of expanded and built out that facility next door. And they're like, the really cool thing about that, I mean, we do malt, we do brewing and all that, but you know, some of the stuff translates over to wine. And what Eli was telling me yesterday is like, they do their own like crushings and stuff there, which is just awesome. Like, it's not like they're buying a big bag of juice. They're actually like doing the whole winemaking process, really. You know, they're getting in totes of whole cluster grapes and making just neat,
some
neat
up locally, wines. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, one of the other things, Tony, I've noticed is y'all got a, I mean, I know it, but you got a bunch of SKUs. I mean, just the sheer magnitude of all those products that are sitting back in the warehouse and probably just the complications of trying to manage all that. So outside of that, you know, what are you seeing right now is your biggest challenge?
So our I think, you know, Tony and I have great communication. I mean, we're
Tony Little
we're on the phone daily, pretty much, you know, and we're discussing where our stock levels are at, what we need, you know, and he's pretty good at going out and talking to our procurement and letting them know, hey, this is what we need. So we do have a couple of trucks. We got a truck in today, we have a truck backed up right now, so trying to get the stock levels back up. We'll just have to give them a little nudge and let them know what we really need or what's moving. You know, because they were only sending us a few pallets at a time of our Pure Idaho, but now it's taken off, you know.
Absolutely.
Now we need, you know, send me at least a half a truckload. Mm-hmm. So I believe that's what we might be unloading right now.
I think that the Euro Pills is one of those too. Like, he's bringing a little bit and all of a sudden the demand's going up.
Yeah.
Well, talking pills, to Scott pills. Yesterday, Scott was telling us that, you know, he's the one who like originally started using that Pure Idaho. Yeah. What was he was calling it? Idaho Pills.
Pocatello Pills.
Pocatello Pills.
Yeah, the malt house where it's made up in Idaho. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pokey Pills for short.
But we've seen a lot more of our customers using that product, and it's good.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, cool. I'm looking forward to the next few days because Tony typically joins us and has the opportunity to you know, get out there at GABF, the festival, and say hello to customers. So it's always good to have. And you're running a tight ship up here. And cheers to you and the other DC associates, not only here in Denver, but the other facilities too. Yeah. I mean, we as, you know, salespeople couldn't do it without y'all. And really having that product when the customer needs it, where they need it, and y'all going above and beyond is, you know, very, very, from the deepest part of my heart, I thank you, because we wouldn't be able to service customers without you and your team. So
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, cool. Tony, again, thanks for your time.
Yeah.
And, thanks for joining us, and, thanks for all you do. And I guess we'll touch base here in the next several days.
Yeah, for sure.
Good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Right. I think, we're going to hit up with your friends at the Texas Guild.
That's right.
Event.
It's going down.
Yeah. That thing's awesome. One up. What a good place.
And go over to the arcade, drink some craft beers.
Oh, and then Friday. Forgot about Friday. We can't forget Friday.
Don't
little
forget
little
Friday.
Machine. Little industry party that Tony Little and Five Star takes care of over a Little Machine. So, all right, let's get back to it, Grant. Cheers. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks,
cheers.
Tony.
No problem. Bye.
So another fantastic stop we're making out here at GABF area.
That's right.
Is this annual party that we put on for, I think we're working on like 10 years, huh, Grant?
Not quite. I don't know. Like I can speak for 6 of those 10.
Yeah, well, it started when I came on 10 plus years ago. So here at the 1UP, is it the 1UP or 1UP?
1UP Arcade.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Lodo.
It's pretty awesome. We're looking at, we're literally standing in the midst of a bunch of arcades. And we do it alongside the Texas Brewers Guild, right?
That's right. Yeah, we throw it with the Texas Brewers Guild. Always have a good, pretty good turnout. You know, we're kind of like here, kind of finishing up a couple stragglers here. The session's starting soon, but yeah, man, always a good time at the Country Mall Party.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it for sure. Well, we also want to bring on to the show, and he looks extremely nervous, Tony Little, which, by the way, we got to thank Tony for being very hospitable to all of us out here.
That's right.
He's our territory manager based here in Denver. So, Tony, welcome, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and nervous is probably a fair word. Yeah. Yeah.
But, well, thanks for hauling us around.
That's
and
right.
Being our Uber driver.
Five stars, Uber driver.
Nah, yep. Pleasure. It's good to have the crew here and beautiful part of the world. And yeah, really welcome to Denver, I guess.
Yeah, and I will thank you for the water in every door of your Kia decked out vehicle. Thank you.
No, pleasure. It's good to have the appropriate wheels to get around the state. So happy to have you.
Well, it's interesting rolling around town with Tony because everybody knows the guy.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Hey, Tony, what's up? And yeah. So thanks, Tony. We also ran into, we've been hanging out with him for about like 2 days now. It's Tanner Davies, who's with YCH, but also lives here in Denver. What's up, Tanner?
Not much, man. Just happy to be hanging out with you guys. It's great to come out and support you guys. And, you know, I know you guys support us. So it's always a big family out here.
It's like old times, you know. Yakima Chief are kind of our partner, sister company, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, man, thanks for coming out and partying with us.
Yeah, of course. No, it's always great to have you guys out in our little part of the world.
Yeah, so Tony, how long have you lived in Denver?
I've been here for coming up 10 years now. So, yeah, 10 years.
And Tanner's fairly new, right? You moved from the Pacific Northwest?
I did move from the Pacific Northwest, but I did grow up out here in Denver, moved away about 20 years ago, and then just moved back about 3 years ago pre-pandemic. So it's nice to kind of come back out and meet a lot of the people out here. It's been wonderful.
Man, I'm super excited about actually being able to attend GABF again.
Right on.
So, for sure. So, Tanner, for you specifically, the times you've been here, what do you think's changed, you know, obviously during the pandemic, as far as like the overall turnout? I've heard some stats from BA of kind of what we can expect as far as the sessions are concerned.
Yeah, I mean, everything I've been hearing is that they've kind of reduced capacity. Like, normally we'd have the entire convention center. I think they cut that back by, God, I want to say by a third almost. So I think it's going to be a little bit more intimate. Hopefully, well, obviously less tickets, but overall I think it's going to be a good turnout. I think everything's sold out so far except maybe the session tonight. So overall I think the energy is going to be great, and, you know, it's going to be a wonderful turnout for the event.
Anybody in particular you're looking at trying tonight at the session? Anyone in any beers that you're like, I gotta make sure to stop off? And
nah, man, I can't name my favorite kids. I mean, that's just not appropriate. Like, not a good question. But no, I mean, there's so many brewers that I've met over my years with in the industry, and, you know, I'm excited to go see them. There's a lot of people I haven't seen in, you know, 2-3 years, especially East Coast guys, West Coast guys. It's just gonna be great to see everyone again.
Yeah. What about you, Tony?
Nah, same as Tanner, actually. That's a bit of a loaded question, and I'll get myself in trouble there. But as much as I'd love to name a few, but
well, we hit some Denver spots with you today, Tony.
We should call them out for sure.
Went to Joyride, went to Hogshead.
Yeah, went over to Hogshead, Joyride. Both, you know, great places in their own rights. You know,
that gold medal winning Kolsch at Joyride.
Yeah, exactly. So. No, we're lucky enough to get over there and hang out and have a few beers. So, yeah, if you get the chance, make sure you get over there and check those couple of places out like we did today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tanner, I'm going to put you on the spot here because, you know, majority of what we do is on the malting side, albeit we, you know, we certainly are partners as far as YCH is concerned, but... How's you just got back from a long harvest out in Yakima. So overall, what's the hop market looking like right now, or harvest?
I mean, hops were looking good this year. You know, I think there was some definite mite pressure on some of the brands, but really that doesn't overall affect quality or anything. There might be some decreased yield, but overall nothing that's going to really affect, you know, contracts. Total amount harvested is still good. So I think the market's overall going to be great. Just kind of depends on what we see with contracting and people getting stuff out there. But harvest overall was really great. Things got off to a late start with a cold spring, so things didn't start jumping out of the ground until a little bit later. So harvest was pushed back a little bit with some things, but overall harvest was great.
Nice.
Any like standout varieties that you like rubbed and sniffed this year that you were just particularly like, I need some of that.
I've been like a huge proponent of Idaho 7 for probably the past 3 years.
Hell yeah.
HPC 1019.
1019, I don't know about that one.
There was some good stuff that was being poured and just rubbing it on the table. It's got these wonderful like peach ring candy.
That's 1019 that does that?
1019. Yeah. That's something I'm kind of excited about coming up. Some of the fresh hop things that are coming out. There's a lot of fun stuff.
Like
that
frozen
are,
fresh hops?
Frozen fresh hop, yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of those things that people are doing, you know, we've got a great group of brewers that have been trying it out. There's just a lot of stuff that looks really good out there.
We got another guy just hanging out with us.
So we basically like coerced a bunch of stragglers that are from Texas to come join us on the podcast. we got one here.
Yeah, coming to us from Flix Brewhouse. Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Wes Burbank. I'm the head brewer at Flix Brewhouse in San Antonio.
Right on.
And I also supply the beer up to our Round Rock location.
Oh, nice.
Thanks for kind of jumping on. We like, you know, put a mic in your face, like all gas, no brake style
that's what you
right
did,
here.
Right? Yeah, just shoved it in his face.
For the ride, right?
Thanks for hopping on. Yeah, so, I mean, like, what are you getting into while you're here in Denver at GABF?
Not much. I only actually have tickets to the award ceremony, so I'm not even going into the actual event.
Fair enough.
Just kind of here in like kind of vacation. I grew up here and I brewed here in Colorado for a lot of years. So this is just kind of like fun hangout kind of week. And going to a concert tomorrow night.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, Revocation's in town. So I think a lot of the metalhead brewers are going to be playing hooky tomorrow night. And
I think there's a hell of a lot of like overlap of like metal music aficionados and craft brewers.
Absolutely. Yeah, it always seems to be a lot of this. You always get some nice acts coming through at GABF now because everyone kind of knows the metalheads and the brewers all just kind of.
That's right. So I had the pleasure of meeting your partner earlier that said you've won some awards. Is that correct? I'm trying to pat you on the back here. Like some brewing awards, right?
Sure. Yeah. No, I've this is my 11th year brewing professionally.
Oh, nice.
I've been fortunate enough to work at some pretty nice breweries throughout my career. I started in Colorado. I brewed at Backcountry up in almost Breckenridge.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's, I think, their high side now. Went over Left Hand, Dry Dock, Crooked Stave.
Damn.
That was my Colorado career. That was my first 6-ish years. And then I spent the last 5-ish years in New Mexico. At Rally Farmhouse in Santa Fe.
Okay.
And then down at Ex Novo in Albuquerque in Portland. And then I kind of sold out. Now I do this movie theater brewery things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been an interesting progression.
San Antonio treating you pretty well?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a nice city. I don't necessarily agree with everything that goes on in Texas, but
yeah.
San Antonio is a nice, it's a big city. Everybody's been super nice to me.
When you say don't agree, it's the weather for sure that you don't agree with, right? Like you're looking at two Texans.
Just
here,
that. Right? No,
that you guys have like ice houses that you have to like drive up and get ice at like blew me away when I was out of Texas last time.
You're like, that's all I need to know about that.
It was like 53 days in a row or something like that of 100 plus degrees to start the summer. It was
terrible. Well, it's cool that you were able to jump on with us. Thanks for visiting us here at 1UP. But I need to come down and see you for sure. There's two of my favorite things right there that you're dealing with, movies and beer.
And we do brewers beer dinners too, so sometimes
Just
like pick a movie. So I'm trying to push for Pulp Fiction and just do like special menu, special beers and stuff like that. It's a fun concept being able to
Pulp Fiction
do.
Show Pulp Fiction and then serve like a Royale with cheese.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm with you.
Right?
Yeah, it's great.
I feel Pulp Fiction needs like a nice juicy hazy IPA with it or something like that.
I can see that.
That's the cool part about being at Flix. Like we can actually do these theme nights and stuff like that.
How big's your system up there that you're working with particularly?
We have a 7-barrel system attached to each movie theater, so we have a lot of ability to produce beers for being able to do stuff and also just operate as a brewery, not just that we feed a movie theater. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool unique setup, and it also allows us to be able to do like themed beers for these big beers.
Yeah, cool. You got any beers entered for the competition?
Yeah,
I think I entered 8.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, whatever the max was.
Whatever the max.
I got those corporate dollars.
So
Can't win if you don't play.
So is there one of those that just like really stands out to you? They're super. I mean, obviously proud of all of them, but is there something that it's great?
What do you drink? Like, what would you drink of those? What's your favorite?
I'm pretty proud of the lineup that I was able to submit this year with my assistant, Rob. But I think our oatmeal stout is really good this year. Our oatmeal stout, it's called Forged in the Heart of a Dying Star.
That's like a Marvel reference.
Keep the beer to a more minimum work.
A little shorter?
Yeah. I'm really happy with that. And I submitted 3 sours, too, so we'll see how the sours go. You never know where this one is.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
And yeah, we'll, man. Good luck. Good luck to Flicks.
We'll have some of us there at the awards.
That's right.
Ceremony, so we'll definitely listen out.
Yeah.
I can already tell you it's better listening because we don't have the skee ball going right behind us, which sounded like like construction.
Yeah.
If anybody from Flicks wins anything, you guys will see my Flicks golden black and gold suit.
Yeah, so nice.
Let's do it.
Hopefully my coworkers can come through and win some things.
Cool. Yeah. Well, yeah, I appreciate you joining us, man, and good luck. I look forward to coming seeing you at your place when I make my way south.
Please do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take care.
Cool. Have a good one.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Well, we got one more individual I want to bring on. We're flagging her over. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Here we go.
It's the one and only Allie Nimick.
Hey, crew.
What's up?
Living the dream.
LTD.
I'm pretty excited. This is my first GABF, being from Canada and all. Having come down for this, pretty excited.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. I'm surprised they let you in.
I know.
The country.
I'm surprised too, but that's okay.
With your rap sheet and all.
Yeah, you know.
So what are you looking forward to the most, Allie?
You've seen the setup, and from what I understand, it's kind of all divided out by region. There's a lot of beers that obviously we don't get in Canada, so just kind of seeing what's cool in different areas, what's, you know, top priority for some breweries. So just...
They are actually changing it this year. It's actually going to be set up alphabetically.
Oh, it's like, not color-coded by region?
Completely it is not done by region this year.
Oh, man, Tanner with the
pro
deets.
He did, yeah. How does he? Well, he lives here.
I've got some information every now and then. I do know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to need a tour guide then, so yeah. Figure out who's from where and what, but I'm excited. Everybody here is pretty happy to be here. You can tell, haven't seen faces in a while, and... See what's new.
Yeah, and for those that don't know Allie's been with our company for quite some time. I think she outdoes us all by
probably
many years.
Probably.
Yeah, so Allie, tell us how you got started with CMG.
You know what? I moved to Calgary and actually started at a temp agency as the receptionist at Canada Malting in our malt plant. So that was a mere 14 years ago. 2023 will be my 15th year with the company. Great people, feels like a family. Absolutely love it, and just happy to be here with everybody.
Yeah, nice. Anyways, cool. This is a great little recording. Grant, thanks for setting this up as usual here at 1UP.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic event, and we'll plug these mics up here pretty soon and give the listeners some inside info and intel here at GABF Live.
Absolutely, let's do it.
So what do you think, Grant? I mean, we're wrapping up the Thursday night first session this year at the GABF.
Yeah, putting the first session in the books. It's good.
You know, one thing that I really noticed is I was a little bit concerned coming in here that we wouldn't see that many people here, but it's really packed.
It is. Yeah, you know, it's getting back to kind of how it was, like, you know, pre-terrible COVID pandemic, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so. So we had the opportunity to stop at several different breweries, and there's obviously quite a few standouts in, you know, don't want to name anyone here, but maybe we will. But no, it's really great. It looks like they've condensed the coverage area. I used to enjoy looking up and seeing the color-coded categories of the certain areas of the U.S., right? Like you could see yellow was southwestern U.S., so you could head to that area. But right now, it looks like everything is alphabetical.
Yeah, it just 100% alphabetical. You know, I think we went like Z to A this evening. Yeah, man, I was digging it. Like, Meldworks is putting on a hell of a booth.
The
That is true. It was just, you know, good time as always.
And I will say, Worldworks had an interesting, and I like it, they had a line just for brewers, like a giant sign for the brewers and sponsors.
That's right.
I don't think the line was moving very fast because it was so busy.
It was pretty busy.
Russian River had a giant line, which, you know, they do every year.
There.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Had a good chance to go to your alma mater, St. Arnold.
That's right.
And taste the H-Town Pils, I believe.
Yeah, man. That's kind of like my go-to, like, Pils beer, like, living in Houston. That's what I go for.
Now, is that a pure Idaho, as
it
you
is
mentioned?
A pure Idaho beer. Yes.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I'm
really
a fan.
Good stuff. Yeah, but I'm looking over here, too, and it's I can call out a bunch of different breweries just looking at them, right? So we're in the B section. Beechwood, Bear Republic, Belching Beaver, Bent Barley. Yeah, so yeah. A lot going on here.
Yeah, you know, so like right now, like Toby, I'm drinking the Velvet Revolution from Austin Beer Garden. It's the Czech Pils. We won gold a few years ago, and it is just, I mean, every Pils they make is just, they crush it.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I feel like we're back, Grant. I feel like GABF is back.
We're getting back.
I think there's not as many crazy outfits that I'm used to, but maybe that's because we're here on a Thursday instead of Saturday.
There's been some good ones. Like, I saw some, like, Jack Sparrow guys around. Like,
yep.
Man, like, some of these folks, like, never break character. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I will say I've seen a lot of yogging. It's a silent J. Yogging suits.
Yeah, that's, like, that's the thing, I guess. I don't know. Like, I guess it's, like, you... Maybe that's a Colorado thing. You, like, you wear an 80s, like, ski outfit.
Loud colors ski outfits, yes.
Yeah, 80s ski outfits are in.
Yeah. It's been a great opportunity to come back and finally be walking around here at GABF, checking out our awesome customers. And I'm glad we're back standing and back in business, so it's good to be here.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, first session in the books. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, and for those that have not had the opportunity to come out to GABF, just make the trip. We met some people from LA. We met some people from all over the U.S. that take the trip and spend a few days here. Denver's an awesome city. And then, obviously, GABF is just icing on the cake.
Absolutely.
Hey, we are here at the Little Machine Brewery here in Denver. It is the Friday of Great American Beer Festival 2022. This is an industry event that Country Malt Group puts on. We're working on like 7 years probably, right? It's very loud if you can't hear it in the background, but we're trying to make this work. So, Allie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Credit to Five Star as well on their This Is Joint.
That is awesome. We'll get Emily Lovato on, who's here and helps us sponsor this thing. So it's, God, there's probably 200 people here. Right? I'm looking at you, Allie.
There are a lot of people here from all over the country. It is a great time.
That is true.
We actually had to step outside to record this because it is just like a rocking party in there.
Yeah, man. He's like, it's like a reggae guy with the loop pedal, like slapping the bass in there. Like, that's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. It's pretty talented. Like, I'm looking at him. He's dancing right now and singing.
He's getting down.
Yeah, it's really good. It's always an awesome party here, and one of the consistent, I want to say, I don't want to speak for you, Emily, but it's typically a sponsorship between ourselves and Five Star, right?
Yeah,
are we working absolutely. On like year 7 or 8 here?
Yeah, this I think is our 7th year doing this show. Obviously, COVID has put a little wrench in that, but yeah, we've been doing this consecutively for a while.
Right, so I want to talk about Five Star. Emily and I go way back. You've been around, well, it's got to be, I've been with CMG almost 10 years, or this, almost 11.
This is my 14th year with Five Star.
Right okay. on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what are you doing with Five Star now?
So right now I am a key account manager and technical sales manager as well. So I do a lot of the key accounts and do a lot of the technical questions, training, education, all of that good stuff.
Yeah. Wearing a lot of hats.
Yeah, absolutely, and I love it.
We had Emily join us at CBC to help educate our team, which is really awesome. Like, we have a bunch of different vendors we rep, but like, Five Star is definitely supportive. They're always out to help educate our crew, and ultimately, arm us with the knowledge base that we need to get out to our customers and talk to them about Five Star. So for that, we are greatly appreciative.
Just an incredibly, like, craft beer oriented chemical company
for sure, and Emily is a wealth of knowledge, that's for damn sure.
Absolutely, yeah. I love our brand. I love what we stand for. And the chemicals we make are specifically for this industry, for craft beverage making and all. It's, you know, and we make chemicals that are going to protect your equipment and protect your craft. So I'm very proud to work with this company.
Very nice. So we're proud to be a part of us helping distribute your products. Yep. And secondly, to thank you guys for ultimately always coming in halvesies, if you will. I think it's halvesie, but anyways, for supporting this awesome yep. event here at GABF. Yeah. It's an industry event. Anyone's welcome. And it's a couple hundred people here for sure, in and out, right?
I don't remember exactly how many years, but I mean, I've been coming to this thing for like 5 years or 4 years, a little machine, and it's just always an awesome time. It's just like a great little Denver craft brewery, like, you know, not too fancy. They're over here, like, you know, pretty close to the convention center, but yeah, they just make great beers. Doesn't matter what it is, like lagers, everything, and they always put out, and you know, on this, at our party today, we've got this awesome collab beers. Featuring some new malts and
right.
Little by little.
That's one of them, right? That's with the new Euro pills.
That's right. Yeah,
the new Canada malting.
Yeah, they made like, you know, kind of a pale ale cold IPA. Some people don't like the term cold IPA, but yeah, the Euro pills from Canada malting, just great head on it. A little bit hazy on purpose and fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good. What's the other one? It was I saw someone drinking it and it looked like a smoothie. I'd get
yes,
it.
Yes, it is. I think it's a smoothie sour with a couple different, like, I think there's blueberry, I think there's raspberry in there. Yeah, it's like a wild berry sour with some lactose. Not really my jam, but I hear it's good.
What, did you throw jam in there on purpose? Because it's kind of...
Yeah, pun intended.
No pun intended, yeah. Right?
Killing me. So, Emily, what do y'all have going on there at Five Star? I know, you know, you're very... widely known in the industry from, you know, the homebrew shops where, you know, I think a lot of people know your products yeah. when they start homebrewing. And as they, you know, work their way up the ranks and start to be professional, they're familiar with the awesome product that you guys have, and they work into bigger formats. So, yeah, what's going on over there at Five Star?
So, yeah, thank you for that. We still support homebrew, and we support craft heavily. Obviously, homebrew is our bread and butter. That's where we catch those really devoted craftsmanship of homebrewers who want to develop it into a professional business. They get hooked on our products and we transition that into a professional environment. So in terms of Five Star and what's new, obviously we're still immersing ourselves in homebrew. We're still immersing ourselves in craft. We're creating some new products for the environment, such as in the PBW family specifically, with PBW liquid and PBW tablets. And just really just trying to sustain this industry, both homebrew and craft, and really be a one-stop shop as best we can for them. You know, in any and all ideas are welcome. So if anybody has any, you know, ideas that they would like us to create, please send that our way. Otherwise, we're going to continue to innovate and support this industry as best we can. We have a couple new things in the making. Santa Clean, for those of you who are familiar, we're reformulating that patent, and we're coming out with something like, let's say if Santa Clean and peroxyacetic acid were to have a baby, yeah. This is what it would create, nice. Right? So we're coming out with some new things, some innovative things for this industry to help keep your equipment sustainable, to help keep your craft up to date and to the quality that you want it. So, I mean, Five Star is just hanging on and supporting this industry as best we can.
Yep, 100%. One thing I'd like to call out about Five Star, something I've noticed, is it seems like a lot of your chemicals have more of like an environmentally friendly mm-hmm. skew to them versus like some of the other suppliers. I think that's something really cool that y'all do.
Yeah, we definitely try to make sure that if for anyone disposing of our chemicals into the standard septic system, or sorry, thanks to me.
You thought I was like reaching for something?
Sorry, my mic wasn't so close to the mouth. For anyone disposing of our chemicals into their standard, you know, drainage system or into a septic system, we're trying to make our chemicals as environmentally safe as we can, and giving education on how to neutralize those products as they go into those environments. So for anyone that has questions on how to do that, please reach out. We're happy to give you information and steps on how to do that, so that it's protecting not only you, but the piping system that you're using and the environment that you're putting it into.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of sustainability, you're you're a veteran like I am, as far as GABS and all the sessions and stuff, for the listeners, how do you, what would you say is the best course of action for sustaining here, both the 4 days of everything you're going to partake in? The
water, beers, water, water. I know it seems like the enemy, but it is your best friend.
Your
Liquid
best friend.
IV, those are great. Those obviously went around 10
like
years ago,
right?
We were like jacking our kids Pedialyte, you know, doing anything that we could, and now they've made these great you know, supplements for adults, not humans, but for adults that we can take to kind of help bounce back. But my key advice would be water, good sustainable food to get you through. Power yourself through. Think about it as a it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? You want to make sure that you fuel the body to get through these couple days. So water,
water, water, and 5-star chemicals.
Yes, that's it. Star that's sand all day. Sprinkle yourself in it. You'll be fine.
All good.
Star sand all day.
And we really appreciate your contribution to 5-stars to this awesome event every year. We couldn't do it without y'all, and really, really happy to have you jump on with us. And thanks for your support with Country Malt Group. And, you know, obviously their products are available through Country Malt Group.
Yep.
And, in you know, we've got the direct contact with 5-star, and they're always open for questions, even comments, or just if you need some technical resources, they're right around the corner.
For sure. You know, 5-gallon buckets, just kind of size chemicals stocked at all of our warehouses. Ship them with your malt, you know, save on shipping. That's what we do. That's the partnership.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you guys are ever, you know, looking or have questions or where to purchase or what distribution channel to purchase through, please reach out. I mean, Country Malt has supported us from the beginning, and they'll support us through the end, and vice versa. So any questions you have, please feel free to reach out, and we'll point you in the right direction. 100%.
Awesome. Thank you. And if, for those of you who have not had the opportunity to come out to GABF, put this on the bucket list for next year.
Yeah, don't sleep on Little Machine. It's a cool brewery.
These guys are awesome out here, and thanks to them. So cool. Well, let's enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
See ya. Thanks. So we had the pleasure of being joined by the one and only Brett Williams. What's your nickname? You just told me. I just forgot. I'm sorry.
People in the beer biz usually call me Brett Man.
Brett Man.
It's kind of like Batman.
I like it.
Wasn't my choice.
No, it's a good one. Now we were. I've been hounding you for the past like 2 hours to come join us, but you always get pulled aside, yanked aside. Somebody wants to talk to you, and it's no surprise because up here at Little Machine, you guys do some really kick-ass stuff, and for that we thank you.
Thanks, right.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to talk to you. This is probably our 7th or 8th year doing the CMG industry event alongside y'all. And it gets bigger and bigger every year. So, thank you, first of all.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to talk about a couple of the beers that you brewed, which are awesome. I've probably had more than my fair share of the Little by Little, which is another interesting conversation with the name there. But I think we sent y'all some of the CMC Euro Pills, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It's
brew.
A super cool malt. So we wanted to showcase that as a new product for CMG in this beer. And this is probably the most inspired series of pale ales that I've been making in a while. And Tony Little from Country Malt wanted to showcase this malt in it. And I think it's perfect for it because we make these beers super dry. So even though there isn't like a whole lot left in it after fermentation, like that Euro Pils has like enough earthy character and complexity to still shine through in the finished
beer.
Yeah,
like reduced modification that kind of leaves some residual sugars there.
Exactly.
Right on.
Yeah, one of the things we've heard, and I don't have any experience because it's so new, but Grant, you actually brewed with the Euro Pils at home just pretty sizable head on there. Like, is it high? It's a little bit higher in protein than most of what we're seeing from
Europe. It's a little bit less like modified. Like the S to T ratio is like 38 versus a typical Pils, which is like 42, you know, for a really well modified one. And I think that's what really makes the head retention come through on that malt. Is that kind of what you found, Brett? Like,
yeah, definitely. And we still got a great yield with it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the extract is really nice on it. You know, when you physically like look at the kernels, right, they look a little short, but they're very plump. Yeah, is that kind of, yeah?
Yeah, they're pretty fat little berries.
Pretty fat little berries.
Like, well, that's just one of them. The second one that that we're showcasing here, Brett, is the Groove Juice, which little blueberry, blackberry, raspberry, and vanilla sour.
Yeah. So I've got to be full disclosure here. When we do this event every time, Country Malt pays for the ingredients to make two beers exclusively for sure. This event.
For
so
sure. We obviously, donate.
Yeah, well, yeah, donate. Sorry. So naturally, I'm going to make the most expensive beer possible.
that's what's expected.
I mean, that's what I would do if I were you. Right. It's
yeah,
all good.
So that's why we put, 340 pounds of blueberry, blackberry, raspberry, and vanilla beans.
I haven't seen that bill yet. I guess we're going to get it. Into a, thank you.
All those Oregon fruit purees.
Yeah. Roughly an 8.5 barrel yield. Yeah. So, yeah, it's Oregon fruit products is the purees.
That's great.
There, which are single ingredient purees. You know, there's nothing else like added to them.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, that's good stuff. I've seen people walking around with it, and it looks I haven't had it, but I need to go try it.
Yeah, the base beer of that is like similar to our Rise Against the Machine, which is like sort of our signature beer. It's a 3-time major award winning fruit beer. So it's a pretty similar base to it, but we switch it up for like different styles. And this is actually a series of similar but tweaked ones we've been doing to just try to keep with the times and stay a little more modern, where they're like super fruited, but because they're super fruited, we add that vanilla to kind of round it out. And then they're unfiltered as well. Even though we've traditionally been pretty heavy on filtration, but I mean, you'd just be pretty psychotic to try to filter that beer.
You gotta be a glutton for punishment.
Wouldn't work.
Well, I'm super stoked of the growth we've seen just in the short time we participate in this event every year, and you guys are doing things right. So appreciate y'all every year hosting Country Malt Group and Five Star, and really putting on this party, because you know it's a lot to deal with. I mean, your crew in there that's back behind the bar and working with the customer base. I mean, they're kick ass, and they're making this thing seamless. So thank you.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
What? They're gonna listen to this and be like,
I look forward to your Marzen every year that I'm here for this event, because you always have it on tap, because you know it kind of tis the season. And,
yeah, thanks.
Man, it's killer.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think we're like one of the best in the state for that beer. Not to brag about it, you know, but there's just not a lot of small breweries putting the effort into lagers the way we are, and that's a proprietary fermentation schedule that we, you know, my first few years here, we messed with a bunch of different yeast strains and a bunch of different schedules, and took like probably 2 years to really dial that yeast strain into the way we like it. But at this point, our lagers are just like on point.
Can you share what yeast strain?
It's Augustiner yeast.
Augustiner, man, yeah. I'm with it.
I but like a lot one. Of people use Augustiner, I think, because they think it's relatively like user friendly, and that's not really the reason we use it. We actually treat it right. So it's like 50% attenuation. We raise the temp 3 degrees, 75% attenuation. We raise it another. Then after it's complete with diacetyl rest, we drop it 2 degrees per day till it hits 40s, and we lager it at 40 before we crush it.
And put like, in the work.
Yeah, it's not like a 2-3 week beer.
No.
That's one of the things we were talking about a couple days ago. We, you know, as that segment gets a little bit more and more popular, which I enjoy. Thank you. But like, I think it's rushed. A lot of people rush those and they put them out too quick.
Yeah.
It takes time.
Yeah.
There's I haven't been to GABF sessions yet, but I was told that last night that like, it was pretty clear that like lager's the new king, like maybe taking over IPA down at the festival. And there's a lot of people doing it, but I don't think there's a lot of people with the pedigree in it at this point. No. So it'll get there.
It'll get there. Yeah. Like every other kind of beer trend, you know, it'll take at least a year for people to kind of like key in on how to do it. But
yeah, for sure.
I mean, yeah, like you were saying, you treat the Augustiner yeast right, and you get rewarded by just like this malty creaminess from it. It's just beautiful.
Exactly. It has like maybe a little bit of its own characteristics. I think the one thing you could distinguish from that yeast versus other yeast strains is like maybe a little bit of a stone fruit ester.
Okay.
But it kind of depends on the fermentation temp. And we do different beers at different temps, you know. So it's like if we're pushing out a steam beer with it, we'll push it a little higher so it gets a little bit of that apricot ester. But when we're doing our Mexican lager, we keep it super cold. So it's
which
just
is
clean.
What I'm sipping on right
the
now.
The two of us are great. Look at that. Right. Nice. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's so good. Yeah. So, well, Brett, I appreciate you again for jumping on. I know you told me you're a bit tired, and this time of year, probably, especially with GABF, is one of those where it's pretty taxing on you, I'm assuming, because I was out here, we drove around yesterday dropping some stuff off.
Yeah.
And y'all had like a big like NFL event out here, right?
Yeah. So
it was a giant.
We had a Amazon Prime video private tailgate yesterday with 262 social media influencers.
Jesus.
During GABF week, so it was like pretty funny, you know. It's just our proximity to the Broncos stadium.
Yeah, you could see it from where we're sitting.
Actually, my favorite part of yesterday, which we were at like crazy capacity all day, like our biggest day we've ever had, is like because GABF is in town, we'd have like a few like straggler brewers stopping
by.
And they're just sitting in the bar like, what is going on in this place right now? I thought I was stopping in for a casual beer, but it's not what's going on at the Broncos stadium this time of year. So.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, I appreciate you jumping on. And thank you again for your support of this every year with Country Mall Group. I know it takes time out of your schedule and your team's schedule, and thanks for the patience on us bringing all these people in and terrorizing your place.
Look forward to it next year, too.
Yeah, and your beer is awesome. So
all good.
Yep, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to, I guess, this time next year if you allow us back.
Great. Yeah, we'll see you guys next year.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Well, that's a wrap on the 2022 Great American Beer Festival. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks for our regularly scheduled programming. Cheers.